Climate change, the fossil fuel industry, and systematic racism have disproportionately harmed Gulf Coast communities for generations. Activists from all over the Gulf and beyond met this past week in New Orleans to participate in Another Gulf is Possible Week of Resistance. This event was to protest the federal government's annual sale of oil and gas leases in our Gulf of Mexico, and to bring attention to the ramifications of devastating storms, heartbreaking spills, and depleted fisheries that cannot be ignored by the media and the government anymore. Many groups collaborated to put together this event, including 350 Louisiana, 350 Pensacola, Bridge the Gulf, the Center for Biological Diversity, the Indigenous Environmental Network, and Rising Tide North America. Currently, Gulf Coast communities are suffering from unprecedented flooding. In Louisiana, at the minimum, 40,000 homes have been damaged from the most recent flooding. There has been at least $30 million in damage, and as of last week, 30,000 people have had to be rescued, and at least 13 people have died. Accurate numbers on the ramifications of the flooding are hard to find. National attention and media coverage has quickly dwindled in a way reminiscent of Hurricane Katrina, and accurate and updated numbers of the damage done by the flooding is hard to find. On August 20th, hundreds came together in Lafayette Square and marched to the Mississippi River to bring attention to this and other disasters caused by climate change and to protest leasing in the Gulf. Here's some audio from that rally. For more information, go to twitter.com/anothergulf or nonewleases.org.
We're still pulling carpet out. The water came in, like my daughter said earlier, and made a stream straight through my house. But I don't blame the water for that. That's not the water's fault. That's the fault of these systems that people have put into place. That's the part of
Hola, buenas tardes.
Nos
encontramos ahorita al frente de un monumento de un hombre que causó mucho daño y nos obligó a desplazarnos a otras regiones y a través de muchísimos ríos. Ahorita alrededor de nuestras casas estamos sufriendo muchísimos daños por el agua de las inundaciones y estamos acá para
Water is life. Water is sacred. We are water. We are earth.
El agua es todo. El agua es nuestra vida. El agua es sagrada.
So we're coming here today to have a water ceremony on these sacred lands, on Homa land.
Estamos acá para hacer una celebración al agua, hacer unos rituales al agua y al agua de nuestras tierras.
We are saying today that we claim our right to live and life.
Estamos acá para decir que nosotros en nuestras propias tierras y de nuestra manera.
And in a good way with Mother Earth, in the spirit of Mother Earth, in protection of future generations.
En un buen espíritu con la Madre Tierra y en función a las próximas generaciones.
Water is life and love is liberation.
El agua es vida y el amor es liberación.
I'm going to be coming around with the sage.
So I'm going to introduce myself in my own language of Hiraza. So Dosha Marigua Marishima Ai Shuia Het. Hello friends and relatives, my name is Eagle Woman.
Me voy a introducir en mi propio en el lenguaje nativo. Hola a todos, mi nombre es Mujer Águila.
And I'm here from North Dakota. I came straight from the Sacred Stone Camp where we're working to shut down the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Estoy acá desde North Dakota haciendo un trabajo para tumbar todo el pipeline de Dakota Access.
We're in solidarity with our brothers and sisters to the south because it doesn't matter the color of your skin, it doesn't matter the location where you live. We are all impacted by climate change. The wildfires in California, the flooding here in Louisiana, the pipeline fights in North Dakota, we are all connected.
Todos somos lo mismo, venimos del mismo lugar, tenemos detrás de nuestra piel, somos la misma persona. y a todos nos afecta el cambio de clima. Venimos acá a luchar contra todos los cambios del pipeline y todo el cambio climático.
We're smudging everybody here. We brought Sage with us from North Dakota, from the Sacred Stone Camp. We're asking everybody, clean off all that negative energy, because we are positive people. We are non-violent people, and we stand together in non-violent direct action to stop the fossil fuel industry.
Venimos a traer una ceremonia para limpiar todas las energías negativas. Vamos a estar pasando todo el sage, que es un humo, para que se quiten todas esas energías negativas y combatir todo lo que es la destrucción a la naturaleza y el cambio climático.
It was really hard for me to leave home and be here with you all today, but being here and seeing all of you is just a really beautiful thing. I feel the love, I feel the solidarity, and I want to say from the bottom of my heart, Matikidot, thank you all so much for everything you do to fight for our future generations.
Fue muy difícil para mí salir de mis tierras. Y estoy acá, quiero decirles a todos que estoy muy agradecido por todo el esfuerzo y por todo el soporte y el apoyo que hemos visto de todos ustedes. Queremos mandarles muchísimas gracias y que continuemos con la lucha.
Right now I want to hand it over to a beautiful lady from the Homeland Nation. She's going to explain our blessing that's coming up next. And I just want to say to you all again, please give it up for yourselves, each and every individual. You up at the top, I see you up there. You over there, I see you, little baby, I see you up there. You across the street, we see you over there. Our four-legged friends right behind us, we see you over there. We speak for those who cannot speak for themselves. Make some noise!
Voy a introducir aquí una hermosa señora que nos va a hacer un ritual de nuestras tierras. Y quiero pedirle otra ronda de aplauso para todos y gracias por el apoyo. Vemos a todas las personas que están acá y las tomamos en cuenta.
Jalito, bonjour, hello. My name is Monique Verdun. It's an honor to be here. I met Candy in Paris at the climate conference in December, and I came home and learned that the entire Gulf of Mexico was up for grabs, and it was one of the largest carbon bombs on the planet. Unlike Sheree's people, the Homa dodged the Trail of Tears by going deep into the marsh, so Jackson didn't get us. But the colonial legacy that this place that we call New Orleans now, but was called something else way before colonial times, we're living out that legacy.
Hola, mi nombre es Monique Verdun. Yo conocí a Candy en París y vine para acá conociendo que el Golfo estaba todo a disposición a que cualquier persona agarrara un poquito de la tierra a su nombre. Nosotros ahorita estamos viviendo el legado de estar en un lugar que fue colonizado y estamos viviendo las consecuencias de las personas que vinieron para acá y montaron una institución a función de ellos, y que nosotros antes de eso esta tierra tenía otro nombre, tenía otro tipo de estilo de vida.
So I had a really hard time collecting water from the river today because it's so low, and the last time we had water ceremony it was so high, it was so easy to just go down and dip your hand in and pull water out. So I brought water from the Mississippi River, which is also from Candy's territory, because where they are at Sacred Stone right now, that water's headed towards us eventually. Missouri River, right? And so this water in my hand is from my cistern.
Yo colecté agua de varios lugares. Traje agua del Mississippi, que es de la región de Candy, y tengo agua de mi cistern.
So this cistern water is actually the rain that just fell that flooded Sheree's home. We were lucky because it didn't flood us out this time, but we know that this will come again. And so we're going to add these waters together today, and we ask everyone to send your intentions, your prayers to this water that is sacred, that we are all of and that we all need.
Esta agua que vino de mi cisterna nosotros vamos a estar uniendo estas dos aguas y por favor pedimos que pongan toda su buena intención y buena energía hacia esa agua, que es la misma agua que nos está obligando a salir de nuestras casas.
The water is sacred, and this water has feelings. This water can strategize just like we do when we sit in our meetings. This water can feel all of our energy. So the water from the Missouri River mixing with the water from the Mississippi River is going to strategize and come up with a plan so that it can heal itself too. This is sacred healing waters. We want you all to put your prayers and your ceremony into this water, and we want you to follow us as we go down to the river.
As this water travels down to the Gulf.
Esta agua tiene sentimientos. Esta agua es sagrada. Y forma estrategias así como nosotros formamos estrategias en nuestras reuniones. Ahorita que nosotros unimos esta agua de cisterna que viene del Missouri con el agua del Mississippi, ellas están formando sus estrategias. Y le pedimos que metan sus buenas energías y sus buenas emociones en esta agua y nos sigan hasta el borde del río.